Voters are in Texas, but not visiting the border. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. More criticism of Vice President Kamala Harris for attending a fundraiser in Austin yesterday, but not going to the border.
If Vice President Harris would have been here in Eagle Pass, she would have witnessed something I normally have never seen out here. Migrants running from the Mexican officials and then calmly going into Border Patrol custody. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris decided to go to Austin instead, did not come to the border. In fact, in her remarks at that fundraiser, not once did she even mention the border.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Gas prices have risen significantly over the past couple of weeks. Oil industry analyst Toby Lundberg.
We have a jump of 21 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to $3.99. per gallon. This after a drop of $1.32 over 17 weeks.
Lundberg says the increase nationally was heavily influenced by a record average in California of $6.40 per gallon. That's up 83 cents there in the last couple of weeks. She also says the OPEC Plus production cut was not from actual production, but from target quotas. Cities in Southwest Florida are mourning the lives lost from Hurricane Ian. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
The rebuilding process is overwhelming, but the grief is equally or more overwhelming with the number of people killed during Hurricane Ian, unfortunately going up. And where we are at Centennial Park in downtown Fort Myers right now is a memorial to honor those lives lost.
That memorial features a mural where people can write messages. Hurricane Ian left at least 128 people dead, most of them in Florida. And two men are facing charges in Colorado for allegedly driving a pickup truck through a crowd gathered outside a bar early this morning, killing one person and injuring four others. Authorities say it happened after an altercation at the bar in the town of Golden, west of Denver. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hurricane Julia has hit Nicaragua's central Caribbean coast after lashing Colombia's San Andres Island. The weakened storm's expected to emerge over the Pacific as well. Julia hit as a Category 1 hurricane early today with maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. A few hours later, its winds had dipped to 70 miles per hour. Heavy seasonal rains have again pounded much of Thailand, causing continued widespread flooding, especially in the northeast and central regions. Online researchers say they've noticed a concerning increase in social media posts that all have one thing in common.
A recent spike in social media posts that mention civil war is cause for concern among some. Following the FBI's search for classified documents at former President Trump's Florida home, the Twitter posts that use the word civil war went up by nearly 3,000% in just a few hours. The New York Times reports that media tracking firm Critical Mention says there were similar spikes on Facebook, Reddit, Gab, Parler, and Truth Social, the former president's social media platform. The post jumped in number again after President Biden made a speech on democracy. Now, there are renewed concerns over another potential increase as the midterm elections approach. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Instagram has restricted artist Ye West's account, Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
We wanted to make sure we confirmed all of this. The Instagram restriction came first, and it appears to have stemmed from a series of screenshots showing a text exchange between Ye and Sean Diddy Combs. The two had been disagreeing on Ye's wearing of a White Lives Matter shirt during a fashion show in Paris last week. The convo contained language by Ye that social media users and the American Jewish Committee called out as anti-Semitic. Instagram has taken down Ye's post and temporarily restricted his ability to share and comment.
It's unclear how long Ye's Instagram restriction will last. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.